morning.
JerMichael Finley's making progress. I was able to do some things today, and hopefully he'll continue to make progress and go tomorrow.
How about Sid?
I would say JerMichael and Josh are probably about the same status. You know, Josh was able to do some things today, and we'll see where he is in the morning.
Burnett progressing like you're hoping?
Absolutely. Morgan's getting better, and he was able to do a little more today than we expected.
Bush get hurt in practice yesterday?
Say it again?
Did Bush get hurt in practice yesterday?
Jared Bush pulled up today in practice, so don't really have an evaluation there for you.
With Nick limited or whatever, I guess, what did you think of Mike Neal's play at linebacker as far as a three-man rotation there?
I thought Mike played well. He was able to do some things both at the outside linebacker position and, you know, his sub-responsibility. So I think he's progressing well, and I think he got off to a good start.
Any concern with Perry with the stinger? Is he better today than he was yesterday or worse, or where is he at on that thing?
It's something that flared up after yesterday's practice. So, you know, we'll just see how he is. It's part of football.
Mike, you talked after the game about there being like a lot of little mistakes that kind of added up on defense. Can a lot of those be, you know, covered up by having a Morgan Burnett out there, like on the back end?
Well, when you look at Morgan Burnett, you look at his experience in our defense, you look at his responsibility, and he's the key communicator. So, I mean, he's been doing it for day one. He's obviously someone we hold in high regard. So, yeah, anytime technically your quarterback or your defense is not with you, it's a responsibility of the others to pick it up. I mean, but there's a reason why he's back there, he's a very good player.
Like your home success here of late, is there a common theme through that? The way you guys prepare, is it atmosphere? What do you put your finger on there over the last few years?
Has it been good?
It's pretty good.
Okay, well, that's good. I wasn't sure what you were asking.
20 year last 21 there.
Okay, well, that's good. Now we prepare to, you know, like we always do. It's our opportunity to make a first impression to our fans, you know, in Lambeau Field. We're looking forward to, you know, obviously always playing here in the home opener and South End Zone. The alumni is coming back, so we definitely want to go out there and, you know, make a first impression, win our first game. But as far as the preparation, we go about it the same. You know, we tweak our schedule and how we do things, but there's a common thread. Really from our first year here. So, and we're very fortunate. We have great facilities, and it's just a great place to work, great place to play, and I think all that stuff factors.
Are you curious to see how loud it is? Or that new South Bend makes much of a difference?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want your crowd noise to be as loud as possible, and Lambeau Field is a special place. If our fans are very respectful, enjoy your end of the game, anytime we can increase the volume of the noise, the other part of it too, it's really increased the outdoor seating. I mean, we have a lot of boxes, we have a lot of indoor seating, so this will definitely help us.
Mike, how valuable is John Coons to this team with what he does in wrestling?
I mean, John Coons a four-down player. I think any time a player on your football team has the ability to play on all four downs, he definitely brings more value than I think people realize. So John was in the game at the most important time in the game for us. It tells you how we feel about him as far as playing two-minute in the details in a one-back. He's a fullback, so he obviously has responsibility in the two-back offense. And he's a big part of our four core, with special teams. So, very valuable member.
Mike, do you build in any extra time for Mason and Tim to go into the bowl now that it's completed so they get a little more acclimated to it? Obviously, you don't know what kind of weather you're going to have each and every game, but
we have a practice schedule for those guys, and it's coordinated with our groundskeeper because, you're not allowed on the field. So it's we're very aware when the field's being painted and when the grass is being cut and when the tarps put on. So we have a system there to make sure Tim and Mason have their chance to get in there and work. And we were, you know, concerned a little bit last year with the south end zone coming in, you know, if the wind pattern changed and so forth. So we have a system there.
But generally speaking, with hamstring injuries, are you guys inclined to be extra cautious with those? Because we've seen instances over the past where guys have come back and then re-injured them. They seem to be an injury that is prone to re-injury.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, every injury is really has to be looked at not only in the category but by the individual. And every individual case is different. What would happen leading up to that injury? Was there, you know, was there another injury that may have led to it? You know, the balance and all the, you know, all those things are factored. Our training staff looks at video, watches the particular injury. It's broken down. So we treat them all the same. We have a procedure that they go through a rehab process, and really no one's put on the field till, you know, both the player and the medical staff feel that they're capable of going 100%.
How have you tried to, without telling us who got how many snaps, how have you tried to juggle snaps at safety because of what happened last week where Morgan took all the snaps for 2 days and then wasn't able to go? Are you trying to mix all those guys?
Well, I just think the biggest thing is, you know, when we were at this point last week, we had full intention of Morgan Burnett playing in the game. So at this point this week, we're ready to go whatever direction we need to go. So that in itself answers the question.
Mike, you get a pretty fair amount of snaps out of Pickett, Raji, and Jolly in that game. Is that something you could see?
San Francisco game?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Is that something you could see consistently where they can play a lot of snaps? And do you like the fact that you got three veterans like that?
Well, we played a lot of base in the game. So, you know, a lot of things you do is by game plan and really – how the offense, you know, comes at you too, but yeah, definitely. And it was really having, you know, all the linemen up, you know, except for Josh Boyd was part of that to have a healthy rotation. And you know, that's something you keep track of. I mean, we trust me, I'm very aware of, you know, every rep that each player plays in the game, as far as what the reps are based over the season, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and expectations, and sometimes the way the season goes changes that. So I mean, you have targets based on play time because, you know, everybody has a role. So we're very much in tune with how much each guy plays. But we played one game, so I mean, you know, I'm not really worried about it really in the first three or four games.
Mike, you don't see a lot of 38-year-old middle linebackers like London Fletcher. What impresses you about him, and why is he able to stick around in the league?
I mean, just a great player, and just have had, you know, a number of opportunities to be on the opposite sideline. Love London Fletcher. I was in New Orleans when he was at with the Rams. You know, he had an excellent run up here in Buffalo, and now he's doing it in Washington. Had a chance to be with him in the Pro Bowl. So, class act, very instinctive line, but, you know, very instinctive player. It's you know, it's amazing, you know, how these guys are, you know, what they're able to do with their bodies in later stages of their career. So, I mean, he's in great shape, and he's basically the quarterback of their defense. I mean, you can see in the Monday night game how he was handling the defensive calls and just their system of operation with Jim Haslett up in the press box. So it looks like there's a lot of trust there as far as the responsibility he's given as far as communicating the defenses and trying to keep them in clean defenses.
Two more?